हरे कृष्णा। मर्सी ट्रांसफॉर्म्स नो मैन्स लैंड इंटू गॉड्स लैंड। द भगवद गीता वॉज स्पोकन इन नो मैन्स लैंड। एट द स्टार्ट ऑफ द गीता 1.21 कृष्णा टेल्स अर्जुन टेल्स कृष्णा सेनयोरुभयोर् मध्ये रथम स्थापय मे अच्युत यावदेतान् निरीक्षेहं योद्धु कामान् अवस्थितान्। So he tells Senayor Ubhayor Madhye, among the two Senas, two armies, Ratham Sthapaya Me Achyuta. Oh, please establish my Ratha, O Achyuta. And Yavadetan Nirikshaham, by which I will be able to see Yodhukaman Avasthitan, those who are assembled for fighting, I'll be able to see all of them. So basically what happens is, Krishna is asked that Arjuna, he is belonging to the Pandavas. He is the leader of the Pandavas, in fact, one of the most prominent leaders. And the Kauravas, the two armies are assembled. Now somebody who comes in between, so this is the Pandavas side, this is the Kaurava side. And when he comes in between and stands over there, basically he comes in no man's land. But the wonder, the miracle of the Bhagavad Gita is that Krishna, by his omnipotent grace, transforms no man's land into what? Into God's land. So the place where Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita, that knowledge didn't just illuminate Arjuna alone, but it actually became a sacred land from which the illumination that has illuminated the whole world for all time to come has been revealed. And that place where Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita is rightly known as Jyotisar, the essence of light. The most important light is the light of knowledge. And among all knowledge, the most important knowledge is the spiritual knowledge. And among all various kinds of spiritual knowledge, the Gita is spiritual knowledge, which culminates in pure love for Krishna, that is the most important. So this is Jyotisar. The essence of all holy place, essence of all light has been revealed over there. So that land is now even now visited by pilgrims who want to sanctify themselves by basking in the sacred vibrations that are still there at that holy place. And it was not just this transformation of no man's land into God's land. It's not just physical. It is also in consciousness. Arjuna was uprooted by his delusion, where he didn't know what he should do, whether he should fight or not, what course of action should he follow. So Arjuna was literally caught in no man's land between his family members for whom he was fighting and his family members against whom he was fighting. So they were also our relatives and he didn't know what to do. Achaita dvidma kataranno gariyo yadva jaye me divano jayayu yaneva hatvana jijivishamas devasitah pramukhe dhatarashtra. Should I kill them or should I be killed by them? Even if I kill them and I win, still life will not be worth living without my loved ones. So what should I do? So Arjuna was caught in no man's land. And what happened? At that no man's land where he didn't know where he belonged, he realized that he belonged to Krishna. And that happened by the wisdom of the Bhagavad Gita. And similarly, we too can learn that actually when we face big problems in our life which are isolating, which are crippling, which are demoralizing, at that time if we turn towards Krishna and absorb ourselves in him, at that time, the Gita's message will help us to turn towards Krishna and absorb ourselves in him. And when thus we become absorbed, we realize that our heart, which had become no man's land earlier, because we were feeling lonely, isolated, disconnected, dissatisfied, that heart will become enriched with Krishna's presence and grace. And that grace thus will transform no man's land into God's land. Thank you. Hare Krishna.